I hope you are enjoying this reading of the Denari novel, The Dead Letter. Please tell a family member or friend about the presentation of this audiobook. For those of you just joining us, if you wish to catch up, simply go back to episode Extra 2.0 and start from the beginning. You'll be caught up in no time. Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 6, Part 2. Julia, how many languages do you speak?
A few, she answered casually, but never enough.
So, how many?
Well, I speak and read English, French, Spanish, Italian, and a bit of German.
Your first language is French, though, right?
Yes, of course. I'm sure you have noticed my accent when I speak English.
I have, replied Wade, and I enjoy it very much. She giggled.
My parents are French Canadians, and I pursued all my studies in the language of Molière. My mother, however, was educated in English and taught me the language when I was young.
Do you consider yourself more French than English? He asked.
In some ways, yes, I am.
She then paused to reflect.
Actually, I consider myself bicultural.
How's that? Wade asked.
Many people in Canada are bilingual, which means they speak both official languages, English and French. Bicultural means more. It means you were raised in both cultures. That is not as common.
Wade nodded while looking at the road unfold in front of him.
And you, David?
She prompted gently.
Me? What?
How many languages can you manage?
Only one, my dear, only one. The only language that counts. American. He turned and winked at her with his best smile. Her gaze never left the road, but she caught his act in the corner of her eye and laughed along. After a few more minutes of light talk and catching up, Julia left the highway and approached the settlement of Hatfield. Following the path suggested by the vehicle's built-in guidance system, they arrived at Walsingham's house in no time. They stepped out of the car and walked towards the front door. The house was large. Actually, huge. It was historic in nature, possibly a refurbished old manor house. They rang the doorbell, and within seconds, an elderly woman answered. Although she had obviously lost the freshness of youth, this was a handsome woman. She was well-dressed and coiffed, wearing a bright string of pearls around her neck with a dignified bearing and soft features.
"Good morning," she said. "May I help you?"
"Yes," said Wade. "We are here to see Walsingham." She looked at them blankly, then showed comprehension.
"Ah, yes," she responded with a half sigh. "I totally forgot about you, Mr. Wade. Please, come in."
Wade was perplexed by this ambiguous greeting. Julia's head turned every which way as they entered the building, wanting her eyes to capture all details. "Are we too early?" Wade asked.
"No," the woman replied evenly. "Not at all. But you see, Mr. Wade, my husband is not here."
"When will he be back?" Wade persisted.
"Never, I'm afraid," she responded dejectedly. "My husband is dead."
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Check out the free access to this novel's accompanying visuals, including maps, charts, timelines, photos, illustrations, and diagrams at patreon.com/markvinette. If you enjoy what we do, check the show notes and try supporting us in any way that you can. Thanks. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.